This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Laid-off Coloradans could be waiting several weeks more for their unemployment benefits to resume. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The State Labor Department has a brand new software system for people collecting unemployment benefits. But it may be a few weeks longer before Colorado delivers what many are waiting for. Tens of thousands of people's unemployment benefits expired at the end of December. Congress approved an extension that will renew those payments for at least 11 weeks, but the stimulus deal took so long that it created a gap. Colorado's phased rollout isn't expected to begin until late January or early February. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
In this next Congress, Colorado Representative Ed Perlmutter already knows what he wants added to the agenda. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Perlmutter plans to bring back his Safe Banking Act. The bill would let legal marijuana companies access financial services. It passed the House but never got through the Senate. Also on his list of priorities is additional COVID relief. He's seeking state and local aid, but that's not all.
Infrastructure will be very high on my list of priorities. And I think it's high on the president-elect's list of priorities, too.
Renewable energy and aerospace issues related to the Mars 2033 project round out Perlmutter's wish list as the 117th Congress gets underway. Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado plans to give thousands more residents ages 70 and up their COVID-19 vaccines this week. The state is telling hospitals and other providers to reallocate some of the second doses they have on hand to give more people first doses. This is CPR News.